A new AIDS report brings cautious optimism to ministry. Medicine becomes the gospel bridge in East Africa, and an audio ministry matches growth with sharp new tools. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The UN AIDS latest report suggests the HIV pandemic is slowing in many regions. U.S. President George W. Bush also reauthorized funding for PEPFAR, an AIDS relief plan. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says they're cautiously optimistic about the news and are moving ahead with hope for today's generation, an HIV/AIDS prevention curriculum.
We have a whole generation of kids that are coming up that have not been exposed to the HIV prevention information done on community-wide bases or through clinics and so on. And yet these are the very children orphaned by parents or other relatives because of AIDS.
The curriculum exposes the students to a worldview that could be life-saving.
Because we are a Christian-based organization, the curriculum that has been designed by teachers in Africa for the African classroom are very biblically based to give them a moral basis to make wise decisions.
Next, the number of deaths due to HIV/AIDS has dropped for the second year in a row. That's according to the UN AIDS report. But Gary Snyder of Every Orphan's Hope warns that the battle hasn't been won.
We're still faced with tens of millions of orphans left behind by this disease, so at least for our generation, we've still got a lot of work ahead of us.
Every Orphan's Hope partners with the Zambian Church to reach thousands of orphans through child sponsorship, Bible camps, and orphan homes with not only the life-saving message of AIDS prevention, but also the hope of the gospel.
We can feed people, we can clothe them, we can provide shelter. But at the end of the day, if they don't have a reason to live and a belief that there's a purpose for their life, then all the prevention in the world can really fall on deaf ears. So we do believe the best solution is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Consider sponsoring a child today. Pray for the Zambian Church as it ministers to the orphans. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of people around the world have no health care whatsoever. Many who live in Africa have a life expectancy of about 50 years. Christians, however, are reaching out. Africa Inland Mission is providing medical professionals to a hospital run by a church in Kenya. Dr. Harry Krause is working with AIM there. He says medicine is a platform.
Illness is one of the things that God seems to use in people's lives to bring them to a point of crisis so that they're finally asking the right questions about eternity.
These important questions create receptivity to the gospel. He says medicine linked with the gospel is essential. Medicine's also a passport into closed countries.
In one closed country, we've got open invitations to come and teach in a medical school. We see solid relationships formed in an environment where people who are 20, 30, 40 years old have never met Christians.
They're also sharing their faith when asked. And faith comes by hearing just launched a new website update that's expected to catapult their ministry into instantaneous global distribution. National Director Troy Carl says not only did they present new features, but they're also seeing high demand from creative access countries where Bibles land people in jail.
One of the most exciting aspects of this recent development is that many of our downloads of the New Testament that are being requested in the various languages are coming from coast countries now.
Carl says among scripture websites, Faith Comes by Hearings is unique because it's more than an information platform.
You may be able to find a version or a language from certain groups, but Faith Comes by Hearing has partnerships with all the major Bible translation organizations of the world. And second, our audio Bible software allows anyone to choose any language from one convenient method. And thirdly, our audio Bibles are completely dramatized, and that's very important, especially among oral cultures.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you too. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.